Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, 7 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. Well, actually, this is a version of the Good Day program, put it that way. The Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn joins Jay Kirshner and me to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. You find these charts listed every week at this time. And it seems like it was about, we were just talking about this off the air. The last time we did this was 5 minutes ago. It just seems like a week ago, but it was actually in universal time, ladies. Remember, there's no time, there's nothing, no space anywhere except here. Time doesn't exist in the universe. Dates don't exist in the universe. Those are for our convenience. So, having said that and trying to figure out what the heck I'm talking about, let's get to the stories list. The top 10 items according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. Find them at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. Number 10, the strike. So Jennifer's in Los Angeles. If you were to believe, maybe I should just go through the whole story list, then come back to the ones, right? Well, I'll do that. Let me do that first. Okay, so the strike is number 10. The war is number 9. The private dip crapper who went to North Korea is number 8. The continuing focus on abortion laws and what's available and what isn't. Jason Aldean kind of got himself in hot water. That's number 6. The heat waves and the weather is number 5. Border problems, immigration problems, number 4. Hunter Biden and his problem, that's going up on the countdown. It was number 5 last week, so must be getting hotter there. The presidential race, number 2, and Trump and his legal issues, number 1. Okay, so back to the strikes. Jen,
yes.
What is it like in Hollywood? Is it noticeable, discernible? Are we finding people not spending money or businesses being hurt by this? Because pretty much it's a company. That's one of the things I found most interesting about Los Angeles County. It's a company-like town. If the business at hand, the entertainment business, isn't doing well, then the town suffers. So is the city and the county of Los Angeles suffering yet because of the actor strike and the writer strike?
Well, I think some people are. I don't know if the whole town is suffering yet. A lot of strikes happening, though. We've got the writers' strike, which has been going on for months. You've got the SAG-AFTRA strike, which is relatively new. We also have a big hotel worker strike in downtown and in L.A. and Orange County for people who like clean rooms and, you know, the support staff at hotels. They're on strike. And then they're talking about UPS going on strike. So this could be like the summer of striking.
But oh, my goodness.
I think with if you drive by the studios, you will notice people with picket signs, for sure.
Right.
Those people, I think, are suffering, especially the actors who take bit parts, the writers who are not, you know, the most well-known. The people who are kind of the unsung people in the industry are definitely starting to feel it.
Yeah.
Probably one of the craziest and weirdest stories of the week is that Universal got in trouble because they were cutting the trees on their lot. Now you think, well, what's the problem with that? Well, the trees were hanging over onto the street and providing shade to the people on the picket line. And Universal Studios cut the trees so that there wouldn't be any shade. It's been incredibly hot in L.A. So,
but they did it purposely to give the old 1-2 to the strikers? Was that
purposeful? That's what the insinuation is, yes.
That's
that they were trying to provide less shade. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
are they that smart even to figure that out? Some of these people who run these companies,
well,
they are smart enough. You think
they are smart enough to be vindictive, for sure.
What are they being vindictive about? Without these people that are actors and writers, they got nothing. They don't have, that's maybe part of what they're arguing about, is what the impact of AI will be. But let's face it, the world is going to be smart enough to realize that which is produced by AI. I guess I was thinking about what Cameron, the director, said, James Cameron this week, said, I told you this was going to happen 40 years ago when he did the first Terminator movie. That was what it was all about, artificial intelligence taking over for humanity. And so those movies, as we get to the end of the week, after what he said became reality and the news media is reporting on it, all these cable channels are playing the Terminator movies.
The studios are obviously in this for the long haul. If you start to look at what some of the networks are releasing for their fall lineup, it's heavily dominated by reality. Game shows and reality shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so they're thinking that this is going to last for a while. And so who's going to break first? You had one of them, and I can't remember which studio exec it was, said that they're going to keep going with this until some of the people are homeless, like until they lose their apartment.
That was Iger. Remember, she said she really, and that was the worst. I've always thought Iger was a pretty good, that's why he's running it, because he's good at his job. But why would you say something like that that's so inflammatory and so unfair? I mean, without these people, you can talk all you want about the situation with machines, but you can't do what they do and create movies and stuff. The movies that are created, a lot of the stuff, like if you look at Mission Impossible, a lot of the things, a lot of the scenes that you see are created by whatever the gizmos are. They have an industrial light and sound at George Lucas studio. And so, you know, there's magic that can be created there, but it's not. It can't be the end-all and the be-all.
Well, and you can even look at the original voice of Siri, who is a voiceover actor, and she didn't even know what she was voicing. She was just hired on to do something, and she didn't see any kind of residuals or anything for her voice being bought over by Apple and used for the iPhone.
Yep. It's really amazing how... And so what do you lose? Are you that greedy? Frankly, some of these people that you see every day on TV make a living, but it's not like they were Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks and some of the...
And most made it with the residuals. It was kind of like servers in the sense that you make most of your actual wage from tips, not your pay. And that's what a lot of people... You get the one-time larger payment, but then you get those residuals. And that's what the last time both writers and actors had a strike at the same time was over residuals when things went to syndication. And now it's the same thing with streaming where they're getting pennies. And there are so many, you alluded to this before, Doug, but there's so many other people who work on these films and these TV shows. You have the various crew members. You have the makeup artists and the hair stylists. And
all you have to do to get an idea of what we're talking about.
Out of a job right now.
Look at the list. Go to this. Go see Mission Impossible, for example, or any movie, and then stay in the theater while the credits are playing, and see how many people, usually hundreds of people, are connected to the production of a movie like that or a television show. Look at the credits at the end of the television shows. They go on for 60 seconds sometimes, and they go so fast because there's so many of them you can't read them anyway. So that's I think that's a good summation of what's going on. Thank you, Jen. All right, let's see. The war in Russia. What is there to say about it? It keeps going on and on. What is there?
About
nothing
Russia?
New. Nah.
New. They're still at war. I don't know if it's like,
but what's new? It's the same stuff back and forth.
Blowing up bridges, back and forth, okay. Taking lots of money,
What I find interesting, number eight this week, is the Army, this private who was up for discipline, thinks he's going to be better off in North Korea. What kind of a mental midget thinks that way?
Well, clearly there's something going on there.
With him.
Yeah, I would think. He said he went on a tour in plain clothes, and then all of a sudden he just jetted over the line, and I guess...
Why did they shoot him? I would have thought they would have just shot him.
Well, because he's probably a great asset. I mean,
but they didn't know that. How do they know that when he's running across the barbed wire?
I don't know. They don't even have barbed wire. It's actually just a line on the ground. So a lot of people don't realize, but it's heavily guarded. And before you do the tour of that area, they tell you, don't mess around. And they show you pictures of people who have messed around and crossed over that line and who have ended up with, like, a hatchet to the face, basically.
The most dramatic picture was when Trump went to the border and went across with Fatty. Remember that?
And remember, it was just a line. That's what it is. It's like a line on the ground, and the guy just took off over it.
Well, so what happens to him? He thinks he's going to be better off. North Korea can play this any number of ways, including use him as a tool to, I suppose, get an exchange, but also as a political commentary. Look, Americans prefer to come to North Korea. So, I don't think so. All right, number seven. This is another one of those, like, what's new here with the abortion discussion, the availability of some prescription drugs over the counter now, but what is this? I, frankly, maybe I'm speaking as a man, I don't see there's any difference in the argument from 74 to now. It's the same discussion, the same argument. That's why I always have shied away from things like this. I never want to talk about capital punishment. I don't want to talk about the abortion because it's the same stuff. It's nothing new. It's nothing. The nuance is the drugs, right, that are available over the counter. Isn't that it? What else? What am I missing?
Well, I think Iowa had a ruling this week that got a lot of attention that probably put it in the focus, where a judge blocked Iowa's 6-week abortion ban. So they did it, you know, that was a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. But the Iowa governor says that they're going to appeal that, and they want a restrictive abortion law, which is supposed to be up to the states after the Dobbs decision, which was about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any thoughts, Jay? I don't want to shortchange you. I shouldn't talk about this at all because I don't have the same feeling or understanding about it. I believe that it ought to be allowed. I don't approve of abortions, but I don't think it's any of my... I think we have way too much government and way too many people sticking their nose into the business and lives of other people under the guise of, well, we're protecting unborn children. Okay, well... Maybe you are. So if you really want to do that.
How long is the question? Because you've got a lot of people who are volleying for at-birth abortions. And
no,
are you protecting life or are you just protecting the mother?
I want to know who's going to. You want the baby to live through the term? Then who's going to take care of it? That's what I want to know. At the time the decision is made, then I want to know what's going to happen to that baby. It's 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitran.
Any
anytime,
any place,
anywhere.
Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media.
At home,
at work,
in the car,
on smartphones.
Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week.
That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Warren, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen at the ready here with some of the comments. So number six is the Jason Aldean controversy. And we have some specific responses to that. That for those who think it's a big deal, why don't you relay, Jay, some of the thoughts that we've gotten from some of the folks. There's Jim Lee Whittington. What a great name that is, right? Jim Lee, hello. Welcome to the program. And
Jim says the song would sound better in Braille. Come on.
All right, so let's review this song and what it's about and why it's controversial. Because as we've pointed out here a number of times, it's been out since, May?
Since May, yes.
Yeah. All right. So then what's the big deal? It is the video, which just came out this week. Is that right?
A week ago. And it was the song has been out since May. It's kind of like a small town anthem that we take care of our own mentality kind of situation. And when it comes to music, it is one of those like in the eye of the beholder. Perception is reality. Perception is your truth. And then you add the music video to it, which gives more of a quote-unquote forced context to it.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of imagery of rioting and crime and stuff like that.
All real, by the way. And most of it from Atlanta, which is Jason Aldean's home state. He's in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Georgia. He grew up in Macon. So he didn't even grow up in a small town himself, which was what some other people are saying. There's the mentality of don't take our guns away, and some people are saying that Jason Aldean is the wrong person to say that. He was the one who was on stage performing during the Vegas tragedy, the shooting, and I think he's already kind of been under a microscope in this context.
He's conservative, and he makes no bones about it, and his wife makes no bones about it. And you cannot tell me that this song is any worse than some rap songs that have been out there that promote violence, and carjacking, and murder.
But that doesn't mean two wrongs make a right. The rap stuff shouldn't be around either.
You've got to listen to the song. The lyrics say nothing about race. They basically just say, in a small town takes care of itself. You can't carjack an old lady. You can't rob a store. So What is wrong with that? What people are taking aim with is the fact that in the video, he's standing in front of a courthouse, and so they said that that makes him look like he is pro-lynching.
Well,
it's a stretch.
Yeah, it's a courthouse that has a history of that in Columbia, Tennessee, south of Nashville. And, it's one of those things. It doesn't seem like it's the song. Nobody had a problem with this song. People were singing along with it. See, when he performed it for CMA Fest, and that's going to be televised, that performance will still be televised. The music video seems like the thing that most people are coming for, and that has been pulled from CMT. The music video is no longer airing or anything like that. And what you were saying, Jen, too, with Jason Aldean and his wife, Brittany, they don't hide the fact that they are conservative. They are proud to be conservative. Jason's wife, Brittany, and his sister, Cassie, even have a clothing line together that has a lot of conservative tees and all of that stuff, like mamas don't let your babies grow up to be liberals, close the effing border, that's some of the stuff that's on the t-shirt. So I think that he is already kind of under a microscope, and again, the song itself doesn't seem to be anything that people were having a problem with until it was added with the music video.
So I thought it was interesting, Sheryl Crow has come out talking about this song controversy. She's from a smaller, she came from a town in Missouri, Kennett, Missouri, population 10,000, whereas Aldean comes, as you were pointing out there, I think, Jennifer, Macon, which has population 150,000. Is that the issue? Is it small towns have probably,
Crow even said that, you know, people in small towns are tired of all of this, too. It's not just...
Right. It is. It's true. We've had enough of it already, but I'm not sure they're being fair to Jason Aldean, at least in this context at the moment. 28 at the hour here on Good Day and the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News update. Our top story this Saturday morning, the heat.
Parts of the nation are continuing to bake as over 90 million Americans across multiple states are reportedly under heat advisories. Republican Congressman from Arizona, Andy Biggs, joins Fox News and gives an update on how his state has been dealing with triple-digit heat.
Fortunately, in Arizona, people who've been here know how to deal with the desert heat. Now, this is a bit extraordinary for sure. What we're doing is you're seeing a lot of water stations come up. People are being recommended to stay inside, stay out of the heat where possible.
I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden securing commitments from several leading AI companies to develop their cutting-edge technology responsibly. Biden telling reporters Google, Amazon, and some other companies are agreeing to the deal.
These seven companies have agreed to voluntary commitments for responsible innovation.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are, 34 at the hour. Speaking of calling now, Jennifer just calling for people to call. How about you call 800-793-9039? The Talk Radio Review brought to you in part by Balance 7, balancing your insides so that you have smooth. Can you imagine? Have you ever looked at pictures of people's esophagus or their stomach, the stomach lining?
I can't say that I have. Nope, not the first thing I notice. Usually it's the eyes for me, not the esophageal lining. Yeah.
Oh, that's very strange. All right, well, anyway, and speaking of it that way, I'm going to have you talk, Jennifer, because my voice is cracking. So you give it your old 1-2 for a minute.
Yeah, that Balance 7, for sure. So Balance 7, I started taking it because I get up early, as we all do in morning radio, and I would drink a lot of coffee. And by like 11 o'clock, my stomach would just feel sour, and it just wouldn't feel good. My dad's been a big fan of Balance 7, so he told me to start taking it. And you just take 3 sips a day, little 1-ounce.
You do everything your father tells you to do?
Well, he recommended it, and it worked. Yeah. The first time I took it, all of a sudden, I was like, the sour stomach, the indigestion, heartburn, gone. And once you start taking Balance 7 for 3 days, 3 times a day, you just take a sip in the morning, the afternoon, and the evening, you're going to notice that it dilutes the acid buildup in your body so that your immune system flips back on. Everything works better. Health starts in the gut. We all hear this from doctors and scientists. And you'll have less joint pain. You'll notice you're sleeping better at night. Less brain fog. If you're struggling with that, you'll have more mental clarity, more energy. And, of course, that indigestion or heartburn, if you struggle with it, is gone. So I really like it. Everybody that I've turned on to has really liked Balance 7 as well. And you've got a really special offer. If you use code word Doug, you get to save $15 off your order. You get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, which is like Balance 7 for the outside of your body, especially good during the summer months when your skin gets dry. You might get sunburn. You just spritz it on. It's really great and hydrating. And you get that free with your first gallon order of Balance 7. You get free shipping, and there's a money-back guarantee. So if you try it for 3 days and you don't like like it, you just call them. They give you your money back, and you get to keep the product. It's really simple. And the code word, you want to make sure you use that to get the offer, is Doug.
D-O-U-G. Now, all of this means your body can defend you from all and everything that might attack you if you use Balance 7. That's why it is as popular as it is. And yes, Jennifer, you did a fabulous job, because for about 35 seconds there, I couldn't,
couldn't
say a thing. Huh? No. And it continues. Anyway, Balance 7, 800-793-9039, code word Doug. Okay, let's get back to the issues that we're talking about, the things from the Talk Radio Countdown, the charts from Talkers Magazine, things that people are saying that are listening to our programs. All right, so, Jay, there was something you posted that's worth a moment or two of our time, a piece of advice we asked during the week on our Facebook, Instagram, and Thread page, at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. What sort of advice or encouragement did you get from somebody? And what have you, have you gotten something that was so good you carried it through your life?
Yeah. Jan Rose says, always ask yourself, what is the worst outcome and can you live with it? If not, then don't do it. It's a pretty good one. Steve Lovely says, pick your battles.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, right? One from Terry says, her mom always said, years ago, two wrongs don't make a right.
Mama said there'd be days like this, and Mama also said two wrongs don't make a right. I said that a couple of days ago on the air, didn't I? When we were talking about something, I don't remember what we were talking about, but, you know, we keep bashing and banging away at some of this stuff, and, you know, well, and I've said that sometimes to you, Jennifer, because whenever there's something about Trump and it's negative, well, Joe Biden did well, so what does that make it all right? No, it doesn't. Under any circumstances.
You know, I think it's that people struggle with the idea of a double-tiered system of justice, so that's why people are doing lots of comparisons these days. But yeah, two wrongs don't make a right. It's good advice from that woman's mother.
All right, let's. I want to move over to Senator Grassley and this informant's claim. Grassley is the 88-year-old, and do I say that prejudicially? Yeah, maybe a little. Although I don't
think
he's
still pretty spicy and funny.
Yeah, he's not like Feinstein. Feinstein was done, but he's not. I don't think
it depends on how well and how well preserved and put together they are. And he does pretty well.
Right. All right. So did you see this? The unverified FBI informant's claim that the Ukrainians paid Biden $10 million?
Yeah, and I don't even know if it's unverified, because it's actually on. It's filled out as part of an FBI investigation, this form that we've heard the rumblings about for months.
Yep.
He finally releases it, and it's this internal FBI document that talks about $5 million for Hunter, $5 million for Joe Biden. So just to underscore the importance of this, and apparently it's backed up with text messages from this guy.
Well, can't they just check the bank balances of these two guys?
They have. If you watch the hearings this week, which was an incredibly important story of the week, they had two whistleblowers from the IRS.
Right.
Not politically motivated. One of them's like, hey, guys, I'm a Democrat. This is not... I just wanted to tell you something wrong is going on. They've tracked so far $17 million to the Biden family. And that's so far because all of these shell corporations are continuing to pop up. There's 20 plus, I think, of the shell corporations that they found that link back to the Biden family. And it's not just Hunter. Members of the family, the kids, they're spreading the money all around to make it harder to track. And so that's what these whistleblowers were saying when they tried to talk to Hunter Biden or interview some of the Biden family members who received this money. They were tipped off. They were told to, like, told their legal team, so they started moving evidence around. I mean, just a disaster that would not be extended to you, Doug, or to me, or to Jay, or to anybody who's just a normal American citizen. And so it's problematic. And this is what I've said all along. Hunter Biden may be a total loser. He may be an addict. He may be whatever he is. And that's all fine. And we can talk about the ethics and the morality and the criminality of Hunter Biden. But what I wanted to know the whole time is, has the American president sold out America to people that work for China and Ukraine? And all of a sudden, it's looking more and more like that's the case. And so that's the problem at the crux of all this. That's what makes it important. Did the president of the United States take money from our foreign adversaries, in many cases China, our worst adversary on the planet, and enrich himself? And it looks like, according to this new form, he took at least $5 million.
How does the... never mind just with the Bidens, but how does... is it just that we have people now who are motivated to run for office and be public officials who expect to gain, and that's the whole deal? That's why they do it?
And that's what you have to ask yourself as well. I'm just using the Bidens as an example, but you could do this with a lot of Democrats and a lot of Republicans that have gone into Washington, D.C., but I'm using him as an example because it's fresh. And that is, if you look at his salary as a senator, he made about $200,000 a year, and he was a career politician, right? This guy has been in government for 40 years.
Same thing happened with LBJ over the years.
So that's a great amount of money, and that's a great salary, but that doesn't make you into a millionaire, however much money he's got.
Made some good investments, yeah.
So follow the money. Yeah, it's not just good investments, unless they're, I don't know. It's disheartening because I don't like to see our country sold out for people.
Well, that's what it is. It becomes more important than what's really going on, all the things that are happening. I thought it was interesting this week that state prosecutors in Michigan announced criminal charges against those 16 Republicans who served as fake electors in the 2020 election. How did they find these people?
Well, what's interesting is that, and I've got to read more into this. I did an interview on my show with Joel Pollack, who's incredibly smart. He writes for Breitbart. And he has an article out this week that if you're interested in this case and wondering about it, you should check it out. Because apparently what Trump did was exactly what JFK did in the 60s, his electoral strategy.
His father created the whole the thing that they're talking about here. Sorry to interrupt you, but just so to put a historical perspective, the way the guidance for pulling these shenanigans was created by Joe Kennedy in Chicago in 1960. That's the template for all the rest of this stuff that's been going on for all these many years, like 70 years of crooked politicians. And it goes back, actually, to the Teapot Dome scandal that happened during the Depression. So it's been going on for, maybe it's been going on forever.
Yeah. Well, Joel Pollack contends that exactly what the Kennedy, like all of this stuff may be unsavory. He acknowledges that, but that everything that these Trump electors did is exactly what the Kennedy plan was with their electors.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't think that there's actually a legal case. He thinks that they're bringing charges against them just for political reasons, but that ultimately the judge won't be, I mean, there's going to be no way to prosecute. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, but there's a great article. If you're interested in wanting to know how it all came together, you can read it. Pretty good. Joel Pollack does good stuff. But just a little shout out,
really,
because, you know, it's hard to find people who actually do deep dives into historical context.
Well, that's it. Everything becomes simplified with all the fake charges and the fake news and things, so nobody knows what to believe. So then we become like patriotic religionists, whether it's I'm a Republican. That's like being a Catholic. I'm a Democrat. It's like being another. It's all this stuff, the climate change. It's all religion, like religion. It's the same principle. The same tactics are used. It's all about fear. You know, if you don't do this, you won't go to heaven. Yeah, come on. Haven't we grown up? Maybe we're not as smart as we used to be. And that is something that we really should be getting our hackles and a jackal about, because the amount of information and knowledge that youngsters have getting out of school, if they even graduate. Los Angeles is a perfect or a bad example, a good example of how bad it is, because only 60% of the people who start in elementary school actually graduate from a public high school in Los Angeles. Can you imagine what a condemnation that is?
Well, and do you want to know why that's even worse? Because most teachers are not allowed to actually fail and hold back students in public schools. So you think about the kids who are graduating, it's not the hardest thing in the world. You can graduate with a D. So it's not even like they're graduating at the highest level. So you've got people who are just dropping out entirely. And then you have a whole bunch of people who've just been passed through their whole lives.
All right, number two on the story list from Talkers this week is the presidential race. What the heck is going on? Paramount Pictures apparently buried a documentary on Ron DeSantis, at Guantanamo Bay. What in the name of God?
They must have done a good job in that because I didn't hear about it.
Nobody knows.
A deep dive.
The mystery, as it's called, of the missing documentary. And how, is there somebody at Paramount that wants to see Ron DeSantis as president? Apparently he visited Guantanamo at some point in time. That's the scoop here. And now Showtime Showtime belongs to Paramount. They did a documentary called The Guantanamo Candidate, which was supposed to air in May. It shows the people who were down in Guantanamo, I guess that's close enough, in Cuba, you know where that is. Governor DeSantis was a lawyer there in 2006 and 2007, and they had on-camera interviews with a former detainee who say they remember seeing DeSantis at the prison during the hunger strike and what he was doing. It just, I don't know, it stinks. Okay, 48 past the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for this week, story-wise, number 10 on the list from Talkers, the strikes in Hollywood. A big deal, yep. Number 9, the Russian-Ukrainian war. That's fallen off. I think it was number 5 last week on the countdown. Number 8 is that Army private who defected to North Korea, sort of. Number 7, focus on abortion laws. Number 6, Jason Aldean. And what's going on with that video? The heat wave, or waves, maybe more politically, just weather in general, number 5. The immigration problems, number 4. Hunter Biden, being investigated. That moved up. It was number 4 last week. Number 3 this week. Presidential race is number 2. And the continuing focus on Mr. Trump and what he's going through. Imagine what his law, what his legal bill must be every week. Okay, so that's number 1 on the story list on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Talk Radio Countdown.
People list. These lists, by the way, that I'm providing you as part, the ancillary part of having the official list, because sometimes we bounce around on the programs and don't get to the list specifically from top to bottom. They're available on gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. Travis King is at number 10 on the people list. Jason Aldean is number 9. Kevin McCarthy is number 8. Marjorie Taylor Greene is number 7. Hunter Biden is 6. Joe Manchin is 5. Ron DeSantis, number 4 on the list. Jack Smith finds himself at number 3. He's been on the list for about a month or so. Joe Biden is 2. Can you imagine? The president of the United States is pushed out of the lead on the people list by the former president. This has been going on, too. This has happened 3 or 4 times this year. So Trump's number 1 on the people list this week, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirschner with Doug Steffen. Number 5 this week, the heat waves and the weather, the warm ocean. I thought it was interesting how many people are pointing out how strikingly warm the heat from the water is, and specifically what's been mentioned this week, the Florida coasts. So what does that do to the coral and other marine life? So is it really warmer than normal, or is this the news media? Again, I go back and forth on this, but according to some of the research from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, 40% of the global ocean temperatures are warmer than normal. So, and this is acute off the coast of Florida, apparently, where temperatures are, what they say, strikingly warm. What does that mean? The water temperature is 75 degrees or whatever. Even if it's 80, the water, this is, by the way, the heat index in Miami has been in triple digits for about, 4, 5, 6 weeks. Then this, city of Miami breaks a record, according to National Weather Service. But what's the record? I want to know what they're talking about. Broke all records. What does that mean? Last month's record? Last year's record? 10 years ago? The temperature is now, according to some people, is 7 degrees warmer than they should be. Well, who determines that? Right? 7 degrees warmer
than they should be.
Right. So what does that mean? A water temperature in some, you get down to Miami, South Miami, the Miami Beach area, on the tip of Florida, down in the Keys, temperature of the water is about 90 degrees. It's pretty warm. I happen to like water that's that warm. So anyway, folks who are doing the research say that, and I'm not trying to poo-poo this, I think that there is a certain, there's a lot of truth to what the reports say. It's just the way that it's interpreted. It's like fear, scare everybody. And maybe that's because they think we ought to do something about it, like go buy an electric car. Yeah, right. Anyway, the water temperature is up 2,500% since 1975. Okay, that's the first time I've seen a date attached to it. So, Jennifer, how much of this do you talk about on your morning program on KRLA?
Not much of it. I think it's because it's become such a religion for so many people to just go climate change, climate change, climate change. And I think I told and shared with you guys last week that in Los Angeles, where I live, it was an extremely wet and cool winter and spring.
Yeah.
And the heat actually didn't start until the end of June, which is kind of appropriate. It's summertime. You would look at the news and you go, another heat wave ravaging California. It's like it's the same heat wave. It's called summer. Like that's not new. I've grown up here my whole life. It's always in the 90s. It's always close to 100 in the San Fernando Valley during July and August and September. It's just how it is. But
another good reason not to live in the valley.
I think they get clicks and they sell things by trying to scare the heck out of everybody.
Well,
and then there are reports like this. This fellow who died collapsed outside a restroom in Death Valley, 121 degrees, 71-year-old man. But what was his health status before?
And what was he doing there? Was he walking through the desert? Was he doing laps?
Yeah, he had a backpack. He had sun hat, hiking gear.
What are you, nuts?
Finished hiking on a popular
trail. It's called Death Valley for a reason, yeah. Boys and girls. Hello?
This is what I don't get. There are plenty of places to hike. Why are people going to the demilitarized zone in North Korea? Why are people going to Death Valley? There are plenty of places to do this safely.
Mm-hmm. The tornado that went through parts of North Carolina this week, there had been some tornadic activity. There was some warning up here in New England where I am. But one of the Pfizer plants in North Carolina got heavily damaged, and there was medicine all over the place, blown all over the place. This Rocky Mountain, North Carolina, the twister that tore through the county there. But imagine, so what are you going to do about that? By the way, the twister only lasted for a minute. And look at all of the mess. If you've seen video, maybe pictures of this, nobody was seriously hurt. But it was in an area where I-95 has its heavy population there and a lot of industry on both sides of the highway. So the Pfizer plant had a lot of medicine in there. And let's see, there were 50,000 pallets of medicine that were strewn all across the place after the tornado, the rain, the wind. And it's going to be a mess to clean up. Can you imagine that? All right, so it is our overview of number 5 on the countdown list at 59 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.